Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Senator John Thune says Congress will start marking up the 2018 Farm Bill early next month. Washington lawmakers have between now and September 30th to finalize and reauthorize agreements on conservation, commodities, and SNAP benefits, or food stamps. Senator John Thune traveled to Rapid City and Sioux Falls this week for roundtable discussions with farm and ranch leaders across the state. You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. I'm Lori Walsh, and Lee Strubinger joins us from SDPB's Black Hills Bureau to unpack some of those discussions. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Lori. It's good to be in the moment.
All right. The Farm Bill is a massive piece of legislation. Mm-hmm. The 2014 Farm Bill cost around $489 billion over 5 years, according to the USDA. How much does this bill change from reauthorization to reauthorization?
Well, a lot of that depends on the ag economy as the bill is being written and how much the ag industry has changed over that time. You know, right now, commodity prices are low, net income for farmers and ranchers is down, so Congress hopes to craft a bill that helps them while not adding much to the national deficit. During Senator Thune's roundtable discussion in Rapid City on Wednesday, he says there's a proposal in the House to cut the number of food stamp eligible recipients by around 20%. He says if that provision makes it over the Senate, it likely won't pass with Democratic support.
Senator Thune's key architect of that farm bill. What are his priorities?
Well, it's no secret that Congress isn't known for coming together on a lot of large bills. Since those SNAP benefits or food stamps are 80% of the spending for the farm bill, the other 20% is commodities, crop insurance, and conservation programs. Thune's top priority is just getting the 2018 Farm Bill reauthorized this year, as opposed to extending the 2014 Farm Bill.
I think by and large, what we want to get is a balanced bill. And you have to put it, always a lot of competing interests in agriculture. You've got different regions of the country. You have conservationists versus people who want to farm. You've got, disaster programs and trying to make those function efficiently.
Thune says his focus is on finding ways to save money on the farm bill while expanding those services.
How does he plan to do that?
He has legislation in the works that increases the cap on the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, acres. That program is a USDA program in which, in exchange for a yearly rental payment, farmers and ranchers enroll what's classified as environmentally sensitive land from production and plant species that improve environmental health in those areas. And those contracts usually last around 10 to 15 years. For South Dakota, those acres generally impact waterways and the pheasant population, but it doesn't give landowners a lot of options with what to do with that land, especially if an emergency hits, like a drought. Thune hopes to increase the cap on CRP acres from 24 million acres nationally to 30 million nationally. And that would include roughly 1 million acres in South Dakota alone. He said in the past there's been an alarming correlation between that CRP acres and decline in CRP acreages and loss of habitat for these birds. Building on changes that he wants to propose that would help farmers and ranchers better manage and utilize those CRP acres.
And how about that much-needed flexibility for landowners?
Well, Thune's office hopes to ease any emergency declaration requirements for haying and grazing on those acres. You know, those declarations came about in 2012 and 2017 with those droughts. Thune believes that land enrolled in CRP should be allowed for haying and rotating that allowability of at least one-third of those enrolled acres in CRP. Lynn Churchma is the senior policy advisor to Senator Thune. It's the sixth farm bill he's worked on, and he says this flexibility provision will have a good chance of being included in the farm bill.
Instead of waiting till for an emergency to be able to hay a third of the CRP every year and leave the other two-thirds for wildlife and for habitat, and to alternate that, and also a very limited grazing. So I think those flexibility provisions have a very good chance of being included in the Farm Bill and be much better for agriculture in South Dakota.
I think to really explain it one more time. So under the proposal, vegetative cover could be mechanically harvested every 3 years on land enrolled in CRP, with no more than 1/3 harvested each year. And that 1/3 that gets harvested, there would be a 25% reduction in CRP rental payments for each acre that is harvested. And those 1/3 would be, alternated every third year.
All right. Makes sense to me. Lee Strubinger, thank you so much.
Thank you.